Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, Rated R Safety Show, as we are talking and doing our main story stuff, because I think that that's the part of the show that we get to. And we get to talk, and we get to hang, and we get to, well, we don't get to do that last part. But we get to do all kinds of interesting stuff. There is no doubt there. But I wanted to talk to you today, because I think it's interesting some of the things that we tend to get into, and some of the things that tend to happen, and some of the things that I look at sometimes and I go, I'm not 100% sure that life is exactly what sometimes people expect it to be. And what do I mean when I say that? Well, I'm talking about some things here. So I don't know where you stand when it comes to certain items, but as you know, and I know, at some point, or I would assume at some point, you sat down and took a listen to what some people call safety one, or behavior-based safety. And you either agreed with what you were hearing or disagreed with what you were hearing, but took a listen to what was going on and said, hey, life is grand, let's continue moving, kind of the way that it goes. Then what else happened? Well, then it maybe at some point, depending on where you stand, of course, you heard about safety too. And you said, wow, this human and organizational performance stuff sounds pretty interesting, or, you know, safety differently, depending on how you want to title it, sounds pretty interesting. Now, how does this work? How do we tie these worlds together? How do things move forward there? So if you start taking a look around and listening to what the cool kids are talking about, maybe not the cool kids, but what I'm seeing things happening online is the following. Now some people are talking about something I have never really heard of before, known as Safety 3. Now, Safety 3 is, I've heard different aspects of it, of how it's safety that comes down from the heavens, and I'm not sure if this is a biblical thing, but man, does it get interesting right away. So, I don't know really what to say here, because I look at it and I go, okay, are we starting to number all these different safety things? Because at that particular point, if that's the case, maybe you should go out and buy every copyright and website for like Safety 4, Safety 5, Safety 6. You know, do some numbers. But why is it getting so strange with this numbering sequence? Now, I look at it and I go, if you did Safety 1 or behavior-based safety, you probably put Safety 2 on there and did it as a bolt-on and started moving, you know, those things together. Because could you imagine you going to your organization and saying, hey, listen, after you doing so much work with all the stuff you had going on, we're going to turn around now and I'm going to ask you to remove everything that you've done to this point, and we're going to start with a whole new program of safety. Do you know how that's going to go over? I don't think it's going to go over too well. Like, seriously, I want you to think about that for a moment. If you were to turn around and do that, I am not sure how well things would go. I mean, I think flavor of the week would become a prominent thing of somebody referencing right away about that that's what's going on. So think about this for a moment. If you are looking for different aspects of safety, why don't you make safety yours? And you're going to go, what do you mean safety yours? Well, if you take the different aspects of what will work for you, you can do it as a plug and play. This works here, that works there. This is what we need here. That's what we need there. And understand that what you're trying to do is make sure that people still make it home. Try to understand that the things that you're doing is for people to be safe. You know, just because something works one place does not mean that it will work in another. Let's be realistic. Some people don't want to talk about that. At the end of the day, you have to make these things yours on what's going to be best suited for you and your organization. Some people get so hung up by some of these things that this is the only way that we can do something. You know, I look at this and go, learning and improving is always the most important part. Blaming and punishing is not super important. I mean, I look at it and I go, what do? Because you really can't do both. You can learn or improve, or you can blame and punish. Which one would you want your organization to do? Maybe that's the aspect of the things that we should think about today, because that's always important as we move forward. What will be the best thing that's suited for you and your organization? Not so much being hung up on what the new and the cool is.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.